Yeah, I think Mike laid out how we arrived at 1150 pretty well. And I think among the list here, and I also appreciate Tom and Fiona's work here, because it's also what I've been going on since last week's council meeting, is what are some options? And they have all the ones I had and more. It seems like the one that's most consistent with the logical basis for 1150 is OFL is unknown. Now, we've used this for skates. We have an ABC, but we don't know what OFL is. For Red Crab, we don't know what OFL is, but we have an ABC. And I think that's really the aspect of this. It's interim acceptable catch that a catch limit can be based on, but we really don't know the risk of overfishing. And I think because of the wide variety of catch projections in the track report, I think there's a scientific basis to that determination of OFL unknown. If, for practical terms, a number is needed, as Mike said, then perhaps the OFL equals ABC, and here's that would truly be a backstop. And I wasn't the one who suggested backstop, but I guess the way I interpret it is similar to basketball. I mean, when Ray Allen shoots a three, he has a lot of accuracy, and he doesn't need the backstop. When I try to shoot a three, I go for the backstop, so I don't overshoot it. And I think this assessment, using that analogy, is not a Ray Allen. There's a lot of uncertainty here, and that if the assessment is undershooting, we want to allow that there don't not be any accountability if there's more resource out there, but we also don't want it to be unlimited fishing, so we want a backstop. And so in that sense, that is an OFL, that's a limit. So one sense, it's a practical terms, OFL equals ABC, but more direct and more candidly, I would think that OFL is unknown.